Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Chinese church responds to increasing government pressure against kids hearing the gospel. Then Life in Messiah points Jews to Christ in the midst of today's headlines. We'll unpack that in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in China. Atheism. It's what the Chinese Communist Party wants all of China to align with. And their prime target? Children. Especially those of Muslim and Christian families. Last month, Eric Berkland with China Partner heard this report from mainland China pastors about a ban that's been in place for a few years.
The government is now enforcing this law of not being allowed to share the gospel with minors or anybody under the age of 18, for instance, is not allowed to go to church. So they're enforcing that now more.
It's sparking a practical approach among the church leaders.
They're actually having a very concentrated effort to equip parents to reach their own children for Jesus Christ. Very similar to what the Jewish people were doing in the Old Testament.
How can we help them do it better? Another leader told Berkland this year.
Could you please help us get better materials to us so that we can teach our children?
Pray for wisdom for the Chinese church and learn more in the full story at our website. But don't miss this word of encouragement.
In spite of all the government restrictions that are being imposed on religious activities, we sense from the leadership there not a sense of fear or depression, just the opposite. A lot of optimism, excitement. God is still moving.
Meanwhile, the Coer family plans to return to Mozambique with Mission Aviation Fellowship next year. The last time Ryan Coer, an MAF pilot, was in Mozambique, he was imprisoned. The Coer family has been in the U.S. awaiting the verdict on his case. We shared yesterday that his case was finally dismissed. The experience of imprisonment actually deepened Ryan's passion to serve the Mozambican people.
Over my detainment experience, you know, I grew to love the people of Mozambique more as I spent time with like the worst of society in jail and, you know, learned to love them and love the people who put me in jail and the prison guards and stuff like that.
Ultimately, Ryan says,
our drive going back is rooted in our love for Christ and our love of serving him and bringing people to him.
Annabelle asks for prayer.
Because we have been out of the country for over a year now and our boys are 5 and almost 4 and they're super excited to go back. That's home to them. But we also realize that there will be a transition going back. And so prayer that will go smoothly, that our language skills will come back to us, and just that, yeah, we'll thrive there and be open to whatever ministries God has for us in Mozambique.
And you've seen the headlines. Parts of Israel are buried under rubble and the aftermath of war. Kidnappings, death, and violence have become commonplace. And in the middle of that brutality, Life in Messiah continues over a century-long legacy of work in Israel. Levi Hazen says they have several projects in action.
We have a soup kitchen in Tel Aviv, reaching those who have been caught up in the world of drug addiction and sex trafficking, so that these folks can not only come inside and get a hot meal, maybe a shower, but of course they're going to hear the good news while they're there as well.
They also have rehab centers for both men and women, a recovery house for Russian-speaking men battling addiction, and congregations led by devout Christians. In addition to those on-the-ground projects, they also have media outreach in the form of podcasts and YouTube videos.
Our staff are reporting more conversations with Jewish people, yes, in Israel, but around the globe, than we ever have before. Because Jewish people are realizing that there's a lot of evangelicals who truly love them and desire the best for them.
Life in Messiah needs your support in the midst of hostility. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.